Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. South Florida has among the highest number of new HIV cases in the country. A new investigation by The Guardian shows that millions of dollars in federal funds for HIV prevention and treatment was turned away by the state while Rick Scott was governor. The investigation also found that state health officials, under the direction of Governor Scott, deliberately missed opportunities to secure federal funds to address the crisis. Ben Ryan is a freelance journalist and editor of PAWS magazine. That's a magazine that chronicles the lives of people living with HIV. And he's reported on this story for The Guardian. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Ben, thank you for the time. So how severe is the HIV crisis in Florida today relative to other big states like New York or Texas or California?
There are a lot of different ways to look at it, but let's just look at number of new diagnoses in the most recent year for which we have data, and that's 2017. Florida was the highest at about 4,800 new diagnoses of HIV, followed by California, 4,500, Texas, 4,350, New York, 2,800, and Georgia, 2,600. And if you also look at the per capita rate, so that's the number of new infections per 100,000 residents, Georgia's at the top at 30, followed by Florida at 27, and then Texas at 19, and New York 16 and California 14. So New York is a good comparison because the overall population of the state is about the same, and the HIV population itself is about 130,000 is about the same. But if you look, they've got about half of the diagnosis rate of Florida, and they've been spending very aggressively on their HIV epidemic, and there's a lot of coordination in the New York state between the government and activists and in different, you know, the medical system and so on. And that's something we're really not seeing in Florida, and Florida is playing the price in terms of new HIV infections and lack of proper treatment for people living with the virus.
What led you to this investigation? Was there something that just popped up that you found?
Yeah. Well, I started this in early 2016. I got a tip from an editor then that there were a pair of CDC grants that were rejected by the governor's office in 2015.
From Governor Rick Scott at the time.
That's right. That's right. So I did all this work on it for about a month, and I interviewed all these people, and it was very much an open secret in the community, the HIV community in Florida, that this had happened. And these grants would have been about $16 million for HIV care, prevention, and treatment in Miami and Broward counties. But the one person who really knew the facts was a woman named Marlene LaLota, who at the time was the head of the HIV Bureau in the Florida Department of Health, and she wouldn't talk because she was still working for the Department of Health. And as I found throughout my investigation, it is pretty much impossible to get anyone who still works for the state in any capacity to talk to you. So what happened was I dropped the case because I couldn't prove it at the time, even though I knew what had happened. But 3 years later, earlier this year, I got word that Marlene had left the department and she was ready to talk. So I started talking to her. And while we're having this conversation about these $16 million grants, she said, oh, by the way, there was tens of millions of dollars we also ended up blocking. And I'm like, what did you just say? So turns out that there was about $54 million from HRSA for a program called Ryan White, which is a federal program that provides care and treatment for people living with HIV who are lower income. And ultimately, through a series of baffling bureaucratic maneuvers, the health department ultimately blocked $54 million in available funds to spend through that program between 2015 and 2017.
What was Governor Scott's reasoning or his administration's reasoning for refusing that money?
I was never able to prove that he definitely did all this on purpose, although I did hear from I did know that his office did deliberately block those CDC funds. However, what we can look at is the political backdrop during this period. We know that Governor Scott was very much against federal funds for lots of things. He rejected billions of dollars for light rail. He rejected scores of billions of dollars in Affordable Care Act grants when that was just getting started. And he was very opposed to the expansion of Medicaid, which, by the way, would really help people living with HIV and at risk for HIV in Florida. So all that was going on during this. So essentially what my colleague Noah Pransky, who's an investigative journalist in Florida, was able to figure out from his sources in the state legislature was that it's also, ultimately it looked as if that they were a political consistency was driving this from the part of the governor's office because they didn't want to accept some funds while rejecting others for health care in the state.
So the Miami Herald recently caught up with now Senator Rick Scott and asked him why the federal money wasn't spent.
First off, in my years as governor, one thing you try to do is try to make sure everybody gets taken care of. And whether whether it's HIV or cancer, all these things, you try to do everything you can to make sure that, you know, if there's federal resources that make sure, make sense for your state, you use them. On top of that, if there's private resources, you do the same thing.
Is there a, so there's no like particular reason behind why that funding was used?
No.
So have you heard from, you know, the Scott administration or Scott himself, Rick Scott himself, as to why, again, that money wasn't spent at the time? And considering what you just heard him say?
Notice that he did not deny it. So when I saw that clip on Twitter a few days ago, I felt very gratified that I effectively had proved that, yes, they were behind this, because otherwise he would have denied it. I did get a statement when I was closing the story from his office, and it said, "Your characterization is not accurate. Senator Scott supports efforts by the administration to make sure everyone is getting the care they need." By that, by administration, he means the federal government. "As governor, Senator Scott invested record funding for HIV/AIDS prevention," which is a lie, by the way, that he said before. He was referring to CDC dollars that were spent around that time that I was looking at. And PolitiFact already proved that the funding he was talking about was all coming from the federal government except for a small pittance from the state. And the only reason why it was a quote-unquote record in Florida was because HIV diagnoses were going up. Therefore, they qualified for more money from CDC for prevention.
I'm talking with freelance journalist Benjamin Ryan, and he's also editor of PAWS magazine. And Ryan has written extensively about the HIV epidemic in the U.S. for The New York Times, The Guardian, The Atlantic, and more. His recent piece in The Guardian looks at millions of dollars in federal money to address the epidemic in Florida that was not accepted under Governor Rick Scott. You know, something I wanted to touch on with you real quickly is this. I think it's important that we do some defining of terms these days, because we used to say HIV/AIDS epidemic. Now it's just HIV epidemic. Why is that?
Well, it's important to stress the difference between HIV and AIDS. HIV is the virus that, if left untreated, can cause AIDS. But thanks to the new treatments that came along in 1996, HIV is readily treatable, and people can live a long and healthy life with a life expectancy that approaches normal. So AIDS is a collection of syndromes that can be fatal that are driven by the damaged immune system. HIV damages the immune system. So you treat the virus with antiretrovirals, and what we've learned with research over the past years is that if you successfully treat the virus, meaning you fully suppress the viral load to an undetectable level, you cannot transmit the virus. So treatment is prevention, is the way the saying goes. So when you spend money on treatment, you're getting a double benefit out of it. You're benefiting that person's health, and you're also possibly preventing transmission to other people. And there's another thing called PrEP, which is the pre-exposure prophylaxis HIV prevention pill, sold under the brand name Truvada. And if HIV negative people take that, who are at risk for HIV, it approaches 100% efficacy to prevent them from acquiring the virus. And a lot of the money that we're talking about from CDC would have been spent for PrEP, which is sorely underused in Florida.
You know, something interesting you talked about a second ago is that there were people who, it was hard to talk to them while Rick Scott was in office, and that they were working for him. But did any individuals working under his administration push back against this ideology?
So what happened is in 2014, a woman named Michelle Talent, who had been working in the governor's budget office, was sent down to work as the budget director essentially for the health department. And that's when the real trouble started. Several of the people who were working the HIV Bureau at the time spoke with me. They're now working elsewhere, not outside of the state. And they said they pushed back severely against Michelle Talent, who was blockading their attempts to get permission from the federal, from the state government to spend these new HIV funds. The problem was that in Florida, when you have a budget, when you have an increase in funds coming from the outside of the government, that's counted as a budget increase. So you have to get permission from the legislature to spend it. Now, funds were increasing for their pot of money from HRSA, as I referred to earlier, for Ryan White programming, but they couldn't spend those new funds because they didn't have permission. And in fact, it appears that Michelle Talent prevented them from ever even asking the federal, the state government for permission to spend these funds.
I'm wondering how that money could have been spent. I'm wondering, like, what certain groups could have gotten access to that money that could have been used in helping people.
It's a little unclear to me exactly how it could have been spent, but it would have to have been on HIV programming. That's the law. So it could have been spent on treatment, improving linkage to care, as it's called. So when people are diagnosed, making sure they get in care and stay in care, that's a huge aspect of the HIV fight that's very important. And also on pre-exposure prophylaxis, PrEP, the HIV prevention pill.
You know, Miami-Dade and Broward have among the highest rates of HIV in most of the counties in the country.
That's right.
You know, and you pointed this out just a moment ago that, you know, they were actually applying, wanted to apply for certain amounts of money, almost $16 million combined that they could have gotten access to. But again, what happened there and why did they have to go through the state to get that money?
Well, it was the rule that you have to channel these applications to the CDC through the state, even though the county health departments are applying for them. What I discovered is there's a very strict top-down management structure in the health department that goes all the way from the governor through the Surgeon General, down through the state health department, and down into the counties. So people are really afraid to step out of line because they'll get fired. At least that's the way it was during the Scott administration, from what I was told. So a nonprofit organization, a guy named Stephen Fallon at Latino Salud, which is an AIDS service organization for Latinos in Miami, wrote the grant application for that county. And the state government was partnering with the Broward County Department of Health to write their application for these pair of CDC grants that would have got about $16 million combined. But on the very last day, June 1st, 2015, that these applications were due, Marlene Lelota, who was the head of the HIV Bureau at the time, got word from upstairs that the governor's office had told them to cancel the applications, that they could not apply because they didn't have the permission from the state government to spend new funds. That was their excuse.
Have you, that hierarchy that you just described,
do
you see that in any other state?
It's so different here in New York State where I live. The New York City Department of Health and the New York State Department of Health, they partner with each other, but they're very much autonomous, and that allows for a lot of incredible flexibility, and that's what you really need. You need flexibility, innovation, creativity, and you need to tailor it to the communities that you're in, and who better to know that than nonprofit organizations who are working on the ground as well as county health departments.
Have we seen anything different in, you know, the current administration, Governor Ron DeSantis? Is he still running things the same way?
There does seem to be a lot more flexibility and relaxation from what I've heard. But what I do know in particular is that after my article came out, a journalist asked Governor DeSantis that day how he felt about my story. And what the governor said, the new governor said, was that he was very enthusiastic about receiving new money from the federal government because there's this huge plan that's backed by President Trump. It was created by HHS, the health department of the federal government. And to spend a lot more money on HIV, and in particular targeting 48 counties plus D.C. and San Juan, Puerto Rico, who have very high HIV rates. And in particular, that means seven counties in Florida. So DeSantis expressed great enthusiasm for this new money. He said he basically was just frustrated he couldn't get it sooner. So that was very encouraging for the future of the epidemic in Florida.
Very interesting in difference. Again, we're two Republicans, very different in their approaches.
Yeah.
Again, talking with freelance journalist Benjamin Ryan. By the way, you can find a link to his story in The Guardian on our social media, Facebook or Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Again, looking at all the millions of dollars that were left on the table under Governor Rick Scott for the HIV epidemic. What did we lose out on? Benjamin, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, still to come, we're going to hear from a BBC reporter who recently visited the Abaco Islands and is following up on the recovery efforts. That's coming up next on Sundial.